Do you ever notice that little voice inside your head that whispers, "You're not enough"? It shows up when you scroll through social media and see someone's highlight reel. It pipes up when you make a parenting mistake or forget something important at work. Sometimes it even shows up when you're just trying to take a moment for yourself. But guess what? That voice isn't telling you the truth. It's just loud. And most of us think we need some big breakthrough to silence it. But the reality is that we can build self-worth through small, everyday choices like the way we talk to ourselves when we mess up or whether we allow ourselves a minute to just be. Today, let's fire that inner critic and replace it with something much more powerful. Genuine self-worth built through daily habits. Welcome to the Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate podcast. If you want to stop yelling, end the daily power struggles, or manage your frustration better, but don't know how, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. As a grandma, I finally started learning the emotional life skills I wish I'd learned at a younger age. Each week, I share simple, practical resources that help you develop your own social skills so that you can be the calm, confident inspiration to others. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button. And hey, if something here speaks to you, leaving a quick review helps others find this podcast too. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. First, let's start with something that might surprise you. Most people use the terms self-worth and self-esteem interchangeably, but they're actually quite different. Self-worth is your belief that you matter simply because you are. No achievements required, no perfect parenting needed. You have worth just because you exist. Self-esteem refers to the confidence you feel about your abilities, such as your job performance, parenting skills, and how you look in those jeans. But here's what's interesting. You can feel terrific about your accomplishments, but still struggle with that nagging feeling that you're not enough. Or you may know in your bones that you matter, but you're working on building confidence in a specific area of your life. The key is noticing where you are with both. So when that inner critic shows up, ask yourself, is it questioning your abilities, self-esteem, or your worth as a person? Because the response is different for each one. Let me share something personal. Up until my 65th birthday, I struggled deeply with self-worth. I was constantly trying to earn love by making everyone else happy first. Growing up, my mom taught me that love came with conditions. I remember this one day. I asked her for help with something, and she pointed her finger at me and yelled, "And what are you going to do for me?" From that moment on, I learned that my needs came with a price tag. That pattern followed me everywhere, into my marriage, into raising my kids, into every relationship I had. Then, when I turned 65, I started thinking about the years I had left. That's when it hit me. I had spent decades trying to be good enough, but I never felt like I was. That was my wake-up call. I realized that all those years of putting myself last hadn't made me a better person. It had just left me feeling empty. Since then, I've discovered 7 habits that help me to improve my self-worth. These aren't grand gestures or life-changing revelations. They're small, everyday choices that I wish I'd known about 40 years ago. The first one is practice self-compassion. I spent most of my life being my own worst enemy. The voice in my head was harsher than anything I'd ever say to a stranger. I'd tell myself, "You're such an idiot. You can't do anything right." Or, You're falling way behind everyone else. What changed everything for me was learning to pause and ask, would I say this to a friend? The answer was always no. So I began rephrasing those thoughts, such as, you made a mistake, but you're learning. You're doing your best with what you have. And also, everyone moves at their own pace. Speaking to myself the way I'd speak to someone I care about has been the most compassionate shift I've ever made. My life hack? Use natural transition moments in your day, such as when you close your laptop, get in your car, or switch between tasks. Notice yourself talk. If it's harsh, soften it as if you were talking to your best friend. And number two, make peace with your mistakes. I used to replay my failures on a loop for days, sometimes weeks, through decades of making mistakes, and I've made plenty. I learned that shame is just wasted energy. Now I have a bedtime ritual. If I messed up that day, I literally say out loud, I made a mistake today, and that's okay. Tomorrow, I'll do better. Then I take 3 deep breaths and let it go. The life hack? Write your mistake on a piece of paper, then physically throw it away. It sounds silly, but your brain needs that physical action to release it. Number 3, do one thing daily that aligns with what matters to you. For years, I lived by everyone else's priorities while my own values gathered dust. I learned that when your actions match what you truly care about, you stop needing other people's approval to feel worthy. It doesn't have to be big. Maybe you value connection, so you send one meaningful text. Maybe you value learning, so you read for 5 minutes. My life hack? Pick your top 3 values and write them on sticky notes on your bathroom mirror. Choose one action daily that honors just one of them. And number 4, move your body in some way every day. Moving your body isn't about the gym or perfect workouts. After decades of treating my body like an afterthought, I realized that moving is how I tell myself I'm worth taking care of. It's a daily vote of confidence in my own self-worth. A 10-minute walk counts, dancing to one song in your kitchen counts, and stretching while you watch TV counts. My life hack? Stack it with something you already do. Walk while you take phone calls. Do squats while you brush your teeth. Make it so easy you can't say no. And number 5, challenge one negative thought each day. I spent years believing every critical thought that popped into my head until I learned that thoughts are just mental chatter. Now when my inner critic says, you're not capable for this, I pause and ask, is this actually true? Or is it fear talking? Usually it's fear. My life hack, keep a running note on your phone of evidence that contradicts your inner critic. And number 6, practice saying no to something small on a regular basis. Learning to say no was my hardest lesson. I spent decades saying yes to everything because I thought my worth depended on my usefulness to others. I realized that boundaries aren't walls. They're gates that let the right things in and keep the wrong things out. My life hack? Practice saying no in easier situations first, such as no to the grocery store cashier when they ask if you want to make a donation. Build the muscle before you need it for bigger things. And number 7, notice what you're good at and what you're working on. Strong self-worth isn't about being perfect. It's about being honest about the whole picture. Through decades of trying to be everything to everyone, I learned that acknowledging both my strengths and my areas for growth is what makes me human, not flawed. Perhaps you're great at listening, but you're working on speaking up. Maybe you're organized, but you're learning to be more flexible. Both parts matter. My life hack, every night, think of one thing you handled well that day. Then Sunday night, plan on one thing you want to work on for the week. Here's the beautiful thing about working on your own self-worth. Your kids are watching. They don't learn to value themselves because we give them a lecture about self-worth. They learn by watching how we treat ourselves. Show them what it looks like to make a mistake and handle it without falling apart. When you notice something good about them, point out who they are, not just what they do. For example, you're so thoughtful. Hits differently than good job on your test. Most importantly, demonstrate to them through your daily choices that taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. When they see you treating yourself with kindness, setting boundaries, and making time for things that matter to you, then they learn that they deserve the same. Here's what I want you to remember. That inner critic is loud, but it's not in charge. Self-worth grows quietly through the small choices you make every single day. When you speak to yourself with compassion, when you honor your needs, when you align your action with what matters to you, that's when everything starts to shift. And when you model this for your kids, you're giving them something that will protect their mental health for the rest of their lives. Whether you're figuring out your own feelings, working through a tough moment as a family, or learning how to talk things through with others, you're practicing the emotional life skills that help us grow into the people we want to be. Listening is great, but nothing changes if you don't actually use what you've just learned. So pick one idea from today and try it out this week. That's when the magic happens. And if you want to keep building your social skills, hit follow for more from Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. And if no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?